The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. She's so good at seeing both sides.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not thinking. I'm just talking.
She sometimes can't see where she's going. It's News-ish with Betty Rock.
Teens are known for pushing the boundaries of society on everything, including what is considered appropriate to wear when out in public. Recently, a woman in Utah named Ida was having dinner at a local restaurant when a group of teen girls walked in, and one of them was wearing a mini skirt that Ida considered way too short. And I've been in that situation, not me
Your
personally,
skirt?
No, but I have been in situations where I have looked over at teens these days, yeah. And I'm like, how did you get out of the house with those shorts on?
That's the thing. Either a mom, it's weird. It's really weird. A dad, most dads are either not involved or they would say something, or moms are like, you know, but she's young. And it's almost like they're living their like childhood through them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a weird, or they snuck out. One of the three.
Yeah, exactly. They snuck out. So Ida took it upon herself to approach this teen and pull down the girl's skirt to cover her up.
Okay.
So this, of course, started a verbal altercation between Ida and the teen, with Ida threatening to call Child Protective Services to file an indecent exposure report on the teen.
Interesting.
Showing up in a populated area where children are present. So you think, well, maybe she has some kind of leverage there? I don't know.
Well, it's not a bad theory.
Yeah. Well, it escalated and cops were called, but Ida was the one being arrested. Okay.
Probably because she touched her.
Well, Ida was booked for battery.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
After the teen claimed she was the one assaulted and felt violated and startled.
No, you did.
She was startled.
Yes. Okay,
by
great.
Ida's actions.
But you violated everybody else's eyes with your indecency.
Right?
How does no one go, well, that's indecent exposure? Because what Betty had told me, too, in confidence, was the skirt was higher than her cheeks, not on her face.
Yeah, yes,
you know, and yes. So like it's like
no, like you shouldn't be out wearing something like that. And it does sound like once you read further into it that Ida did complain to the restaurant staff, and no one seemed to be doing anything about it. But I have to think something was happening in Ida's personal life that made her react that way. Because I mean, typically there is that girl code thing where you're like, approach a girl and be like,
sure.
I don't know if you realize it or not,
yeah.
But you might be showing more than you realize you are. Might want to take care of that.
Yeah.
But Ida didn't take it that way. She went in and did it herself.
I respect Ida for being like, all right, I've had enough. Because I'm at that point in life in general where I've just had enough of people acting the fool.
Uh-huh.
But Ida is a real good lesson on you cannot touch someone like that, because that is actually unwanted touching in any format is assault.
Right.
Or placing someone in fear. Battery, it's battery. Assault is placing someone in fear. And so that's where she crossed that line.
Mm-hmm.
But this, again, these are not arrestable offenses to put someone through the court system. And this is something where everyone needed to walk away and cops needed to de-escalate that and go, okay, no harm, no foul. Everyone go
right.
away.
Well, it was kind of like in the 50s, you know, when I was told that back then it didn't matter who anybody was, they could spank you. They could punish you.
Yes, yeah.
And Ida was just from that day and age. She's just taking it in her hands.
Yeah, but you cannot do that kind of stuff anymore. But if I'm picking a winner in this one, I'm still going Ida. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we are going to do a little one-word weekend. You have a chance to win a prize here, but you have to play along with us a little bit. You give us one word that describes something that happened in your weekend, and then if we guess it, you can win a prize. So there you go. All right, so the way this works is I will share my story, and Betty Rock will attempt to guess it for us. Okay. Overbite. That was my one word.
Overbite.
Yes, overbite.
You know, as you get older, I've heard you complain more and more about biting the inside of your cheek.
Yes.
You have been eating candy, nothing of nutritional value, but you will, all of a sudden, you'll be in the middle of a sentence and then,
Yeah, it just cripples me.
Yeah, and you'll like be brought to the floor because
no one knows
you
that
bit
pain.
The inside of your cheek.
So bad.
I think you did that.
That would I would have liked that, but no.
it was worse than that?
Yeah, no, it was worse than that. I was at a wedding. It was my nephew's wedding. Mm-hmm. And overbite, white guy wedding dance overbite where you bite your bottom lip. Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, as you're dancing on the dance floor.
Your poor nephew.
Yeah, but I didn't. No, it was me.
still.
I did this, but I resisted the urge to dance. I just kind of white guy wedding danced in my chair and just kind of did that little thing. I refused to dance this time. And I feel bad. Here's why I feel bad. My wife likes going to weddings. I do not. Mm. And she always likes to dance just a little. Like, she's not a crazy dancer. She's not even really that good, honestly. Neither am I. You know, we're about even par on the dancing thing.
Yeah.
But, like, she likes to get out there and dance just a little.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate every second of that. To the point though that I honestly was watching TikTok to go, can I do any of these dances?
Oh
yeah,
wow!
Yeah, a quick tutorial.
Oh wow!
And then I realized there's no way I can do that. So I sat there in my chair and overbutt and a white guy wedding dance.
But so she didn't get to dance because
it was my fault.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I get it.
It was also too like the wedding. My nephew married a girl from Brazil,
mm-hmm.
and it was like all of her friends, and it was very danceable. Like, these people knew how to dance. Like,
and then you come out and you're Caucasian.
Yes, yes. It was very distinct. You could see two very different groups.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, like her side of the family, the Brazilian side.
They got it.
Killing it.
Yeah,
and
they
didn't stop. Even the grandmothers were killing it. And then you've got my whole side of the family, all the white people doing this little white guy shuffle thing. It's hysterical to watch. I was having a blast watching it.
Yeah.
There was no way, there was no need for me to contribute.
Yeah, so, for sure.
There you go.
Sure.
All right, so what is yours? It's a one-word weekend. You give us one word that describes your weekend, and let us have a little fun. We'll try to guess what happened. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Gratitude.
Ooh, now that's a good one. Ah, now this could be so many things. I am going to say that maybe you were in the path of a storm because there were a lot of storms this weekend that decimated people's homes, and you avoided that, and you are very grateful. Am I right?
No.
No. Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad you were not in the path of a storm. So what does one-word weekend gratitude mean for you?
We went to go see Brandon Lake, and he performed Gratitude, and I mean, right when he stops and the whole crowd just sings, full chills. And I'm grateful. I brought my mom with me. It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And I made friends that happen to go to church in West Palm, but they live in Coral Springs, so...
Oh, nice. So these are people you just met at the show and just started talking?
Yeah. They were sitting right in front of us, and it turned out that they, like, go to church 10 minutes up the road from me, but live far away, so.
I love your one word because it actually is his song, too, which is great. And he is great to see live. Like, his shows are super powerful, and I'm glad that you got to see that and make a friend. That's awesome, girl. Thanks for being on the show with us today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Leanne, thank you so much for joining us for One Word Weekend, where you give us one word that describes something that happened on your weekend, and we'll try to guess what happened. What do you got?
Popcorn.
Ooh, my wife loves popcorn. She loves Target popcorn. She loves movie theater popcorn. She likes microwave popcorn. There's not a popcorn. She's like the Bubba Gump shrimp guy. Like, there's not a popcorn she doesn't like. So,
I have a guess.
You have a guess? Go.
Yeah. I think, Leanne, that you were eating some popcorn over the weekend, and you accidentally hit a kernel.
Mm.
And when you did, you broke one of your crowns, and
the
now
worst.
You've got a dentist appointment this week.
No.
Oh,
you're way
so
off.
Thankful.
You're
so
way off.
Thankful that that didn't happen. That happens to me. You hear that crack that reverberates in your skull, and then you put your tongue over there, and you're just hoping and praying. They're like, nope, there's a hole. I'm going to say that you were on a trampoline doing popcorn. Have you ever done that? Where you sit on a trampoline and everyone bounces you up because you sit like crisscross applesauce?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Because you sound like you might be too old for that.
Oh, no. You won't catch me on a trampoline.
Yeah. There's an age that's probably around 21, 23 that you should not be on a trampoline anymore.
Yeah, and I'm almost 60, so that won't happen.
All right, well, what is one word weekend popcorn for you, Leanne?
Movie. Unsung Hero.
Oh, you went and saw that? What'd you think?
My husband and I, we loved it. Kind of surprised because we expected the group, you know, to get together before they I mean, and sing for King and Country, but obviously, you know, it was more about the daughter.
Yeah, see, a lot of people don't realize that For King and Country actually was the second band to come out of this family, and the first was Rebecca St. James, and it's the story of them coming to America and all the God miracle moments that happened to keep them here that helped her stay in the music business, and then ultimately them, but the story is really about family and about the strength of the mom and how she kind of held it all together, and that's why it's called Unsung Hero. I have not seen the movie yet, and so I'm glad that you got to see it. I've heard it's doing really, really well. I have a friend that produced it, and he actually just texted me last night and said the movie's doing great and was thankful for everybody showing up. He said it's sitting at number 2. It beat Godzilla and Civil War.
It was a very good movie.
Well, that's good. Well, that's a great weekend. I still haven't seen it yet. I got to get out and see it still. I got invited to a bunch of premieres but couldn't go, so now I've got to pony up the dough and support them personally, too. So that's not a bad thing. Well, Leanne, I appreciate it. On your recommendation, I'll go hit it this week.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of the old internet.
Yes, so I actually had somebody reach out to me on Instagram, and they said, hey, this sounds like something that you would be interested in. It's someone asked AI to write a song about Chick-fil-A, gospel song about Chick-fil-A.
We've asked AI to write a song about pizza in the style of Matthew West before, and he actually performed it and did great.
Yeah, so here is a taste of what AI came up with.
I woke up feeling hungry, my soul in my feet, but I know where I'm heading, my heart starts to bleed. I'm making my way to the promised land where the chicken's golden and the blessings expand. God bless Chick-fil-A.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. These chicken blessings, it can't be ignored. Every mind, my spirit takes flight. God bless Chick-fil-A.
It's hard to believe. You have to remember, this is AI generated. This is not taking clips of audio from different choirs and putting it together. This is a computer generating this kind of magic.
And it's taken us to church, am I right?
Yeah.
And Chick-fil-A.
And that's that's something that can never happen, though. They cannot take you to church and Chick-fil-A on the same Sunday, unfortunately.
Only on AI.
Betty's love of crime shows has me concerned because I think that she's not learning how to protect herself, but rather how to set me up for a crime.
Oh, I for sure am.
It's a Gone Girl situation is what I'm thinking.
I'm glad I've got you right where I want you.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. You know, you need someone in your life that will set you up for success, not failure.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I felt with CCU. I mean, I felt intimidated considering going back to school as an adult after being out for so long, but I was set up for success with CCU from my first conversation all the way to graduation. Most classes are only 5 weeks long, which means you can earn your degree and still have time to do whatever you want.
Yeah, 5 week classes, that's even good for people with like ADHD. Like for me, I know I needed short classes so I could focus when I went back to school because Betty Rock and I kind of lived the same life.
Find out more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at online.ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner.
It's nice that there are still stories like this in the world.
A definite breakthrough step in home entertainment.
It's News-ish on The Wally Show.
Since the beginning of time, moms have always attempted to be the perfect mom. And every mom I know wants to accomplish this. And when it doesn't happen, because it's impossible, by the way, they kind of get devastated. Well, there's one mom that is trying to break the cycle of being concerned about what other moms think. Kids get messy. It's just part of being a kid. And she got tired of buying her kids, you know, her preschool kids, new clothes when they would come home with little stains on their clothes from preschool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because kids, they outgrow stuff so fast, they mess it all up. And kids' clothes can be expensive. Yeah. And so she was like, man, this is crazy. And she had this moment where it was kind of like a light bulb moment where she said, if my daughter is getting these stains at preschool, why can't I just send her back to the preschool with those stains still there? It's like she still washes them, cleans the clothes, but some things won't come out. She's like, I was spending so much time trying to get them out and then ended up throwing them away. And then it dawned on me, why don't I just send her back? It gave me a lot of freedom and reduced my stress.
Well, I hope I like her idea for this on why she's doing it. And I hope that it spreads to other moms because there is this barometer that's just so high up that no one can meet it. And I will admit, like, it is women judging other women.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, this would horrify my sister-in-law, though. She used to iron her young kids, like elementary school kids, clothes every day before school. And I'm like, they're just going to come home a disheveled mess.
But there's something about your kids and how they are presented are a demonstration of who you are as a mother.
Right there. Because she went on to say, when it comes to kids, especially when they're really young and an impressionable age, I don't think as society we should put pressure on 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds about their looks. It's not about the kids. That's the thing. It's what other moms think about you let your kid come to school like that. Moms know kids aren't, you know, picking their own clothes and they're going to be a disaster. Yep. So ultimately what this mom is doing is breaking the cycle of feeling judged by other people
for
what she does. Yeah, and so maybe sending your kids to school, you know, in clean but well-loved clothes is not a sign of being a bad mom, but rather being a healthy one. Real quick, too, I feel like I got to mention this. We have our support drive kicking off on Friday, and we've had some other people that have stepped up early to help us out with something to give us a head start. And Carolyn and some friends of hers are putting together a $25,000 challenge.
Yeah.
So if you like what happens here on the station and you listen to it every day, maybe you would consider for the first time joining this community of people that love WayFM and support it and keep it on the air with positive stories and funny things and depth of spiritual things as well. We'd love to get you counted in.
And you can get counted in right now when you text the word GIVE to 91979. That's GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 91979. Or when you go to wayfm.com. Keep in mind that this ends on Thursday. So if you want to get in, be one of those first-time people, we would love to get you counted right now.
We're looking for 100 people with their best monthly gift that maybe have never given before. And when that happens, $25,000 is going to get added in because of you and your generosity. So thank you in advance, and thank you for listening and helping out Your Way FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I'm kind of sad that Gavin already has decided on a name for their child. I don't want to say it because I can't remember if we've said it on the air or not. And so I'm not going to say it to be safe.
That's good cause. Yeah.
Because you know my memory's horrible.
And I can't remember either. Yeah. So we'll just keep it away.
We'll just pretend. But here's the reason I'm sad. Betty Rock came across a list of names that would be great names if they weren't already products, you know, that are out there.
Yeah, because they do sound like beautiful names if you can just separate them from the product. Take, for instance, Velveeta.
Oh, that sounds so great.
Sounds delicious.
I know, really?
But if you could take Velveeta and separate it from the cheese, doesn't Velveeta sound like a really nice name for a kid?
Absolutely. Or what about Brita? It sounds like Brit, you know, Brita, the water filter company.
Yes, Brita.
So good.
I like it.
I was thinking of another one, Ricola. The lozenges.
Ricola.
Yeah, and it's funny because that's like Scandinavian, but it sounds more Latina, like Ricola.
Oh, it does.
And that's for a girl, and you could say Ricolo for a boy because A and I, you know, A and O thing.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Ramen.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
Like ramen noodles.
I could see that.
Ramen.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like Ryan, but with the hint I don't know.
It sounds more upscale, honestly.
Ramen.
Yeah, when you say it like that, absolutely.
Hi, I'm Ramen.
Hi, Ramen. there you go. Okay, those are a couple. So here, let's open this up for you as well to help us out. And maybe we can change Gavin's mind if he hears just the right word of a product that would actually be a great child's name as well. 855-33-WAY-FM. You've heard a couple of ours. Brita, Ramen, Ricola. So what are some other products that if you think about it, and like Betty said, separate it from the product, you go, that's actually kind of a nice name. That would be a great baby name. 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us, and you're part of the show, and so we love hearing your thoughts on these things. So 855-33-WAY-FM. So what would be a good baby name from a product there, Brian?
Well, we were actually going to name our little girl this, but we were afraid she was going to get teased. Miracle from Miracle Whip.
That's awesome. Miracle, I could see her not getting teased. Like if you just, you know, had it Miracle Jane. But if you had it Miracle Whip Smith, then you got a problem.
Right. Well, that's what we were going to do. So, but that was a good one.
All right, Lana, you're up. What is a name of a product that you think could make a great baby name?
Charmin.
Yes, that is so good.
Glad you like it.
I'm going to put that one at number 2 on our list. See what I did there?
Great.
What do you got?
Aquafina, like the water company.
Oh, okay. Now, I thought it was pronounced Aquafina because there's an actress named Aquafina.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if she named herself after the water as well.
That would be funny.
How old are you, Hudson?
I'm 11.
How would you feel, Hudson, if your name was Aquafina?
Yeah, I don't think I would be very happy.
Sure.
And maybe it's more of a girl's name.
Yeah. Well, Hudson's named after a river and a car.
Yep.
All right, Michelle, you're up. What would be a good baby name from a product?
Perfect product baby name, Evian.
Like the water. Oh, yes. More fancy water.
Absolutely. That's my son's name, by the way.
No, it is not. Really?
Yes, it is. I was hesitant because I was afraid they were going to mock him with Water Boy, but no.
So if you didn't get it from the water brand, then where did you get it from?
His dad.
All right, that is like so surprising that his dad would be named Evian like years and years ago, maybe even before the water was around.
Oh, well, it's a funny story. They're Cuban, and they wanted to name him Rodolfo, and they decided that was not going to happen. So the aunt came in, and she was reading on this water in France and just came up with Evian, and it stuck.
That's crazy that your husband's name actually came from the water, and then you named your son after your husband, not so much the water.
Yep, that's how it went.
Is his middle name Water?
Anthony.
Ah,
no, I didn't go that far.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if I had a girl, I probably would have named her Dasani.
What would be a great baby name that would come from a product that maybe you don't think of as a baby name?
I couldn't decide between the two, but I said either Claritin or Nestle.
I actually like both of those. Claritin is better than Zyrtec, I think.
It most definitely is.
All right, Patty, you're up. What would be a product name that would work really well for a baby name?
My granddaughter's name is Brighton.
Oh, Brighton, like the jewelry and handbags?
Yes,
and
yes.
Oh, that's
yes.
So great. That's actually not bad, though.
It is a beautiful name. Her sister's name is Bristol.
As in Bristol Myers, the cleaning company?
Well, I don't know if they quite, you know, decided on it for that reason. These are my grandbabies.
I feel sorry for the grandson that didn't get anything beautiful like Brighton or Bristol. He got Listerine.
Okay, stay close. Let's go.
Good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
But look around you, David. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime.
There's no food and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help.
It's a powerful true story that circles around miracles and about a family uniting and growing in their faith, facing the impossible together.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back.
The movie also features our brand new song, Unsung Hero.
You're an unsung hero. So I'll sing this song for you.
Giving up, it's not an option.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
News-ish is one part news and one part ish.
This is what I use. I don't use my brain, I use my mouth.
It's right there in the title. It's The Wally Show.
I never thought that anything from the Adam Sandler movie Billy Madison would be inspiring for someone, but I was wrong.
Hey, look, everybody. Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Yeah, okay. So a sophomoric movie at best. I get it. But there is a designing clothing brand that actually just debuted jeans that make it look like you have wet yourself.
I have seen pictures of these pants, and it is shocking that this is even a thing. That someone said, you know what we should do?
Yep.
We should make pants that look like you wet yourself.
And they make it look like you hadn't had just a sip of water. Like you had had a full 8 ounces at least, you know? You're like, are you kidding me? And here's the worst part of this. $810. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not the worst part. The worst part is they're $810. The worster part is that they sold out.
Yeah, that there what? Are people. Okay, first off, it's a crime that there are people that have enough money to spend yep. $810 on a pair of jeans
yep.
and then decide to use that money to buy a pair of jeans, not that have ripped holes nope. in them that are faded.
That's bad enough.
Yeah, that's bad enough. No, it looks like they peed their pants.
Yeah, I just, I
shocking.
Mean,
sold out.
I'll do it for you for half that. You know, it's
you don't
crazy.
Even have to pay me.
You know what?
I can do it.
People, I don't know if you're just so like empty inside that you're like, I'm going to separate myself from $810 for something like this. It makes zero sense for me.
And also, hats off to you for going out in public wearing them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm shook to yeah. my core.
I would tell you this, though. Like, if you've got an extra $810 laying around, invest in something that matters. And yes. not in a pair of pants that makes it look like you wet yourself.
There are people that need help.
Yes.
Okay?
But here's the thing. Okay, so we're going into support drive on Friday. We've had some people that have put up a big chunk of money, a really good investment, $25,000 they've put up. And all they're asking is for people like you to do their best monthly gift. If we get 100 people doing that, brand new to the ministry, that $25,000 gets added when that happens.
So maybe you were disappointed in hearing that the pee your pants
yeah.
are sold out.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
What am I going to do with this $810?
It's burning a hole in my regular jeans.
I can tell you what you can do with it. Text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 91979, and we will send you a link, and there you can give your best monthly gift. We are looking for the first 100 people that can do that best monthly gift, and when you do, we're going to be able to add $25,000.
That's a great head start as we go into support drive. So if you're listening now and you go, okay, yeah, that makes way more sense. I get something out of this every day that is far better than wetting my pants. We'd love to have you support the ministry right now. I guarantee you there's never been a support drive pitch on any Christian radio station done like this. And thank you. Thank you for letting us be us. That you're the reason we get to do this. So thank you for supporting this and being part of the fabric of Way FM. Give to 91979. That's how you can help out.
I wasn't even listening. I was listening to podcasts.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have a podcast that we do every day after the show. It's new content that we didn't even do on the show, and if you like what we do here, you might like that even more because it's long form, and sometimes it's contentious. Sometimes it's always honest, you know, and sometimes we delve into bigger subjects like this one. We all have God-given gifts. And Betty's is making chunky butter toast. And I know it's just toast with butter, but the way she does it is abso-stinking-lutely magical. And we told her so. Remember that story we did about how you butter your toast says something mm-hmm. about your personality? As my personality is developed, I cannot not cover every part of it, even when I try to make chunky butter toast. But Betty's way is better. I'll let her explain it, but it's not traditional. She does not use a knife to spread butter. What do you use?
A spoon.
And what part of the spoon?
Underneath.
The back of it. Yeah, the back of the spoon.
So what you need is some bread. Wally prefers white bread.
Yeah.
I usually get bunny bread. That's what I
so
said.
Good.
Bunny bread.
Love it.
Get that, and then you need a tub of butter. You're going to take the spoon, and instead of using the top of the spoon to dip into the butter, you're going to use the bottom of the spoon.
I'm telling you, you should have a food truck. Betty's Chunky Butter Toast truck.
Well,
and then you sell it for $15 each. And there are idiots that are going to wait in line to be like, they're going to post about it, Instagram about it. They're going to be like influencers going, oh my gosh, I got Chunky Butter Toast. If you're not getting this, you are so 2000.
Your actual spending would be minute too,
right?
Because
yeah.
you know,
bread and butter. Think of all the things, like when the people who own food trucks go to shop and they've got to get paprika and salt and pepper, you get all these things. You're like, I got a loaf of bread and some butter and a spoon. Just, where's my spoon? The irony is she'd forget her spoon.
Can't do this without my
we're
mouth.
Closed for today.
Where's my spoon?
All right, if you want to check out the aftercast, it's free, by the way, too, and it better be after hearing that.
Just text TWS, that stands for The Wally Show. So TWS to 91979, and we will send you a link. That's TWS to 91979.
And now for some good news.
Yeehaw!
Uplifting away FM. This here is the Wally Show. And if you watch the news for 5 minutes, it's easy to get frustrated or angry or what have you. And so that's why we do Good News Giddy Up. It's a roundup of some good news stories designed to make you feel a little bit better about the world we live in. Like this one, hot dogs. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Remember that song by
Mickey Mouse Club?
Yes, I love that song. And I love hot dogs. But they saved a guy's life in Omaha. Nebraska had a bunch of tornadoes, and his house was destroyed completely while he was at the gas station buying hot dogs. So,
oh, so his life was saved thanks to...
He was that hot dog. Who doesn't love a good gas station hot dog? I, for one, do. Huh. I know they've been on there too long, but there's something about them that I just love, and it saved his life because he was there. He was in surprisingly good spirits when they were talking to him about it. He said he's just happy that everyone in his neighborhood survived, which is great because there was some really bad damage. And he said stuff can be replaced, but family is everything. And he is right.
So are hot dogs.
And hot dogs are everything. I got this hot dog. How bad can life be right now, right? Betty Rock, what do you got?
24 years ago, a cop in Indiana, his name is Gene, he saved a little boy after someone abandoned him in a cardboard box.
Oh, wow.
And that's just terrible. But now Gene and that little boy are in the news again after Gene found out the kid grew up to become a cop himself.
No way.
He's 24 years old now, and his name is Matthew, and he's a rookie with the same police department that Gene works
with. That is crazy. What a full circle story. And you wonder, like, did somebody tell this kid, hey, there was an officer that discovered
Surely.
You and saved you, and like, and that made that kind of an imprint on him where he went on to dedicate his life to the same thing.
Which is so awesome.
There you go. Well, that's why we do it. It's Good News Giddy Up here on The Wally Show.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Everyone has that thing that's nostalgic for them, something like a song or a movie that takes us back to our childhood. I know for Wally, isn't it that song by the Cars where it's like, you said your perm was out in the breeze when you were driving away from a girlfriend that you had just broken up with.
Oh, the outfield. Yeah, that one's brutal. Yeah, I was in a car crying. Oh. Yeah, you got part of it right.
Sorry. Well,
you brought just enough up to make it hurt. Thank you.
Well. My job is done. Yes. I found an article where they listed the top movies that take us back to feeling like kids. And as a millennial, I would wholeheartedly agree with all of these. So a couple of movies that made the list, but not the top three.
Okay.
First one, Space Jam from 1996.
Never seen it.
You haven't?
Never seen it.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen it probably in 15 years, but I bet if I played the VHS tape, I could quote it from beginning
to end. Okay,
96.
My daughter was born in 98. I was 30. I would have been 28 at this time. So this was like not my childhood at all.
Yeah. Another one was 1985's The Goonies. You remember that movie?
I do. Never seen the whole thing. Like, everyone quotes it.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I've never seen the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a classic for a lot of people. Another one, 1997's The Air Bud. Remember that one with the dog that can play basketball?
I do remember that one. Cried at that one.
But then we got... cried at that one.
Just out of joy. Out of joy.
Oh, okay. So now we make it to the top three that made the list. Number three was 1991's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see that twice in the theater because I told my mom she's my favorite Disney princess because she's brunette like me.
Oh, yes. That's interesting.
Love her. And it is nostalgic. Watch it. Oh, it takes you back.
I've seen that play. I've seen it on, I've seen like Broadway versions of it or musical theater versions of it. I've seen it at Disney. I've seen it so many times, but I still do genuinely like it.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
Making number two was 1992's Aladdin. A whole new
world. Haven't seen the whole thing.
Are you kidding me?
Dead serious.
You're such a huge Disney person.
I never really cared for Aladdin. I saw the irony is the version of Aladdin I saw, or the one that most people don't like, was the live action version
that they did
recently. I saw that whole thing, but I've never seen the whole cartoon.
And finally, making it to number one, and I have said this before, this is the most underrated Disney movie. It should have gotten way more publicity than it ever did. It released in 1995, and that was A Goofy Movie.
Yeah.
Gonna stand out till you notice me.
Now, I think that, like, you're 38, and so you're on the tail end of millennial. So this list is definitely geared towards that.
For sure. Because
there was nothing in black and white for me. you know, or there's, I love that song, Rocks Go Clicky Clack. That's a great one, too. So, yeah, but if you saw this and it took you back down memory lane a little bit, congratulations, you're younger than me. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And before celebrities were rich and famous, they had humble beginnings. Most of them, like all of us, had to work for a living, doing the day job, if you will. So that's what we're going to do, is our day job game right now. You have a chance to win a prize. All you have to do is get 2 out of 3 right of what the job was that a celebrity had before they became famous. Like, we'll do a round here with you, Betty Lou.
Okay.
Ashton Kutcher, you know him from that 70s show.
Mm-hmm.
And was he a cleaner, was he a personal assistant, or a salesperson? What do you think Ashton Kutcher did?
He has the attention capacity to be a seller.
Oh, a salesperson?
Mm-hmm.
Or a personal assistant, you got to do a lot of details then.
But are you trying to talk me out of the right answer? And so I should go with personal assistant.
We don't know. We don't know. This is the mental sparring that Betty Rock and I do.
I'm going with personal assistant.
Okay. So what happened there was you went with an answer that you thought I was trying to take you away from.
Yeah.
And you just completely, the one that we didn't even really address, just totally left it off over here.
Dadgummit.
And didn't even think about it. Cleaner. That was his job beforehand. You got caught up in the mind games. I'm not going to mess with you. Well, actually, Betty messed with herself on that one. I said nothing.
Yeah.
So, he worked at General Mills while he was going to college, and he helped clean out the cereal bins and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Random.
I know, very much so. But it paid off for him. So.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to play, we've got a round for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd say Betty could help you, but I don't know if you...
Oh, yeah, don't count on me.
Okay,
don't leave
Betty out of this. All right, so if you want to play on your own, 855-33-WAY-FM. Working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Joshua, welcome to the day job game where we try to have you figure out what jobs celebrities did before they became rich and famous. But before we get to them, what do you do for a living?
I actually run senior living communities.
Oh, that's a tough job, too, and a very important job as well. Well, let's see how you do here with some of these celebrities. Melissa McCarthy, funny lady, did she work at Starbucks, Chuck E. Cheese, or as a kid's birthday clown? What do you think?
A kid's birthday clown,
because you think she's kind of funny and that seems like she would do that?
Yeah, I'm thinking Chuck E. Cheese, but I was like, nah, let me go with the clown.
Yeah, unfortunately, she just worked at Starbucks, but she was the funniest barista there.
She probably was.
Okay, no points there, but you're still in this. Eva Longoria, okay, did she work at TJ Maxx, Wendy's, or MAC Cosmetics? What do you think?
You know, I would say Wendy's.
Really? Out of the cosmetics or the fashion Maxinista, like they called them? I'm surprised you went with Wendy's, but you know what? You were absolutely right. Nicely done.
Good.
She did a little fast food time, and so now that brings us to our final question here. Adam Driver, you know him from Star Wars and a whole bunch of other movies. Did Adam Driver work as a delivery driver, as a kid's martial arts instructor, or as a Marine?
He was a Marine.
You say that very confidently. You know this somehow?
I think I do. I like to know celebrity knowledge, but I could have blown this one.
Well, you know what? Adam Driver was not a delivery driver. He was not a kid's martial arts instructor, even though he had to learn how to use a lightsaber for Star Wars. He was a Marine. You got it. You win.
Woo! Awesome.
Nicely done, Joshua. We appreciate you listening to the show and being on Day Job Game with us here on the Wally Show on WayFM.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for all you guys do.
Uplifting. WayFM, this is the Wally Show. I always look at things and I go, how does that work? Like a TV. I'm like, how do you point a camera at something and somehow it beams inside of my home from space and I can see it and it works? I don't understand that.
And
I want to know.
Don't think about it. Your head might explode.
Well, WayFM is like that for a lot of people as well. Like, they're like, okay, I get to listen to this every day, and not even so much the technical side of how radio works, but like, how do you guys stay on the air and do this, you know, if you're not like a commercial radio station? How do you do that? Well, it's people like you that are listening right now that say, hey, I value this and I want to invest in it. And so they do a monthly gift or a single gift, and they choose to become subscribers, in essence, to what WayFM does. And so that's what we're looking for right now. And it takes people doing different levels of giving. We have our support drive coming up, and we're trying to get a head start on this. And I got to tell you, Carolyn is stepping up in a big way. So her and some of her friends have put up $25,000 yes. in the form of a challenge, mm-hmm. looking for new people that have never given before, but maybe wondered, hey, how does this work? Well, mm-hmm. it works because of people like you listening right now and saying, I love this station. I agree with these values. If you look at the broken world around us, then you could go, we need this positive light. I need it for me and I need it for other people. And so we'd ask you maybe to join us.
Yeah, and you can do that right now, being one of those first 100 people doing your best monthly gift when you text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 91979. That's GIVE to 91979.
And we can get you counted in. And when we get at least 100 people in, that $25,000 becomes a reality and gets added into the total. And before you know it, we are on the good foot with a head start going into support drive on Friday. So if you want to help out with that, thank you so, so much. Just text the word GIVE to 91979.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. If there's ever anything that's on your mind and you want to email me, just wally@wayfm.com. It's just that simple. This one from Margie. My daughter is almost 2, and during bedtime, sometimes she'll ask to pray for certain people. Well, yesterday, she mentioned a couple of relatives and then your name.
Aww.
It's sweet, but then if a 2-year-old is like, he needs prayer. Like, let's circle up here. Yeah. Let's lay some hands on. This guy's got issues. She says, I was so confused because she's never said Wally before, nor do I think she's ever heard enough to know it. So I repeated it back to her twice, and she said yes. Then she started praying for you using your name, and, that was just cool, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, thank you. Surely you were on God's mind for something specific if my 2-year-old is praying for you.
That's pretty bad if Jesus is putting it on a 2-year-old's heart to pray for a grown man.
Well, I had also, too, I thought, well, maybe it's because of the movie Wall-E. I thought maybe that she had seen that and thought of that, but no. Like, so it was kind of legit, but that's like actually really sweet and very cool, too. And then this was interesting. It says, hey, I've been listening to the podcast and Aftercast for over 4 years now, and I heard you all when I was living in Huntsville. We've since moved back to Orlando, and I still listen to you every day. Yeah, if you don't listen to WayFM, or if you don't live in a place where WayFM is, you can listen, or if you're traveling, or if you have friends, you can say, hey, we like this show. You want to listen to it? Our podcasts are free, and they happen every day. It says, you, Betty, and Gavin make me laugh when I need it most, and you guys have helped me find some laughter during a couple of the hardest years of my life. When I hit rock bottom and it felt like everything in my life was falling apart, I found a place to escape the pain and remember who I am in God through y'all's podcast.
Wow.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
I think that's the big thing. Like, we try to do the show so it's funny and makes people laugh and it's clean humor and stuff, but then there's a thread of seriousness and truth and God all through it. And the same thing with the podcast as well. So hopefully, if you haven't heard it before, you might want to check it out like Amanda did.
Yeah, just text the letters TWS, that stands for The Wally Show, TWS to 91979, and we will send you a link that's TWS to 91979.
You could be one of our potties, as we affectionately call them today, even.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.